Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Request Round Friday. My quiz guest today is comedian Russell Kane. Welcome, Russell.
Welcome.
Your chosen subject is arts and literature. It's very vast area, but I like that we
classic
kept
Essex,
it.
Classic Essex subject. Yeah. Filler, so, Mallorcan holidays, arts and literature.
I'm expecting really beautiful things.
Oh, Christ.
Question number one. What colour is the arts and literature category in the original edition of Triple Pursuit?
It's brown. It's brown. How weird.
I know. Saying that, I was like, wait a minute. Correct answer is brown. We just discussed that before starting the quiz. Question number
that
two.
Is weird.
Who wrote the children's books Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web?
Oh, God, what's the name? Oh, my God. Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web is by... Pass. I can't get it. Sorry.
The correct answer is E.B. White.
Yes. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Question number three. Who is the late oil painting maestro who presented the classic programme The Joy of Painting?
Oh, Titanium White. Bob Ross.
Yes. I love that guy. Right. Question number four. In which language was The Diary of a Young Girl or The Diary of Anne Frank originally written?
Well, she was in Amsterdam. Did she write it in Dutch? Did she write it in Yiddish? Or did she write it in German? Anne Frank. It's Dutch, Yiddish or German, clearly. I'm going to go Dutch.
Fantastic. Correct. The correct answer is Dutch. Well done, Russell Kane. Question number five. About de souffle is the original French title of which 1960 film that kicked off the French New Wave cinema movement?
And when it's now got an English title, has it?
Not yet. At the time, it did as well, and it's pretty massive.
About de souffle. I definitely know it. It feels like it could be a Cocteau movie. What's it called? Pass. Don't know.
Are you sure? Stay with it a bit more.
If it is Jean Cocteau, that dude.
I think it is, actually.
Menage a Trois. The impulse to cheat now is getting to dangerous levels.
Okay, the correct answer is Breathless.
Oh, it's on my old DVD shelf. Oh, my God. Smash my face in.
Question number six. The Codex of Leicester by Leonardo da Vinci is the most expensive book ever sold. $30.8 million it was sold to Bill Gates in the 90s. In which century was it written?
He's the 1500s, I'm sure he is. Is that right? The 16th century.
Absolutely correct, the 16th century. 1510. Mm-hmm. Question number seven. What is the fictional setting, Russell Kane, of the radio drama The Archers?
Ambridge.
Correct answer is Ambridge. Do you like The Archers?
No, of course I don't.
I do. Not even in the background. Little hum.
No, but it's good. Like you can sample it and do ting with it.
Yeah. Why? No one has done that yet. Question number eight. Which doctor was the title character concerned in the 1896 science fiction novel about a mad scientist who creates human-like hybrid beings from animals via vivisection? Jesus.
I mean, it feels way too obvious to be Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And 1896 feels late for Mary Shelley's Frankenstein as well. It doesn't feel too late for Stevenson for Dr. Jekyll. They say it's between the two. It's got to be Dr. Frankenstein. It's got to be.
Incorrect.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Incorrect. The correct answer was Dr. Moreau.
Oh,
1896 science fiction novel about mad scientist who creates human-like hybrid beings from animals. That sounds intense.
Yeah, okay. It's just I knew it was too late for Mary Shelley. There we are.
Question number 9. What is the third letter used in pencil grading after H and B?
Well, it will either be B1 or H1, but I don't know which way you want to go down the scale.
It's and a completely in the middle of the... different letter. I'm going to give you that.
Ah, right. There's one in the middle, isn't there? A random one. Mm. There's H and B and HB and there's a random F.
Correct! It's used to indicate that the pencil sharpens to a fine point.
Indeed.
Fine, I imagine. And then B bold, H what? Anyway, let's move on.
Hard.
Question number 10. For 1 point, Russell Cain, can you name one of the last 10 books to win the Booker Prize?
What's it called? Oh my God, I love this book so much. The guy, the really, really funny one. It is funny, and it does not sound like funny. He tries to bring back slavery in California. It's so funny. What's it called?
Oh, my God,
it's so funny. It's shocking. I cannot recommend it. This is for book, for people who think they don't like books. Proper funny, get the audiobook.
Fantastic. What's it called?
Exactly. I'd love to know. There's also one called The Testaments. Pretty sure that one. No, it didn't. That's Margaret Atwood. Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall, definitely one. Bringing Up the Bodies, something like that, Wolf Hall.
Which one of these do you want to give me as your answer? Because you have one guess.
I'm going to go Hilary Mantel, Wolf Hall, Bringing Up the Bodies, second of the trilogy, I believe.
Absolutely correct. 2012. As you said, The Testaments did win, Margaret Atwood, 2019. Also,
Testaments did win?
Yeah.
I didn't think it did. Yeah, it did.
I think it was
an excellent book.
I think it's it is. It's the year shared they shared
With Bernardine Evaristo, but what was her book called? I don't know what Evaristo's book was called.
Girl, Woman, Other.
That's it.
And then Lincoln in the Bardo, 2017.
Yes.
Milkman, 2018. The Sellout, 2017. 16.
That's it. Paul Beatty, The Sellout. Brilliant book.
Okay. And then we have A Brief History of Seven Killings by Marlon James, 2015.
Yep, Jamaican novelist. Brilliant.
Yep. The Narrow Road to the Deep North, 2014. And The Luminaries, 2013. And Shuggie Bain, 2020. Question number 11. By what pen name was the English novelist, essayist and critic Eric Arthur Blair better known, 1903 to 1950?
Yep, where he died of tuberculosis. That is George Orwell.
Absolutely correct. Question number 12. For 3 points, Russell Cain, can you name 3 of the top 10 film adaptations of novels as compiled by Shortlist in April 2020? 3 of the top 10 film adaptations of novels. It's just how Shortlist have compiled them, so I imagine it's just what they think are the best.
God, it's so... And the problem you've got is a lot of the best films are adaptations of really, like, rubbish, pulpy novels that you never knew were books.
Right.
It's got... Surely James Bond is going to be up there. A James Bond. It's got to be. Some of the best films ever made. But which one? Who knows? They adapted every single Fleming novel. It could be anything. I mean, Casino... Most recently, Daniel Craig, I suppose. That's
Casino Royale. That's not on my list, I'm afraid. I have no Bond.
That seems a shocking omission. So it's clearly not by box office, clearly.
No.
It is really. It's a hard question. I was hoping to smash.
Why don't you give me your top 3 then?
Well, I would have gone definitely a Bond.
Okay.
Maybe Diamonds Are Forever, something like that.
Okay.
I would have gone... See, I feel like Dr. Zhivago is one of the greatest films ever made, and that's a book adaptation.
I mean,
it's literally one of the highest grossing, most Oscar-winning films ever made, adapted from a Russian novel.
Not on my list, of course.
And
one last guess from you, Russell Cain, and then I can...
Terminator's not a novel, is it? I'm joking. I'm going to go... Well, actually, do you know what? The Great Gatsby film with Leonardo DiCaprio is superb. Great Gatsby.
Okay, that's not here either. I do think The Great Gatsby should be here. We have number 1, To Kill a Mockingbird. Number 2, The Silence of the Lambs. 3, Little Women. 4, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. 5, Fight Club. 6, No Country for Old Men. The Godfather is 7. Stand By Me's 8. Blade Runner was a book. Number 9.
And Philip K. Dick.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, absolutely. And Room at number 10.
I mean, I know all of those, but it was just an impossible challenge, that one, in my opinion.
Your genuinely score. Proceed. Your score, darling Russell Kane, at the end of 5 days of Christmas. I'm now calling you darling. What is 8 points? Come on.
Oh, it'll do.
We'll talk through Russell's points after this quick break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric China,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What? I'm
in
a flow.
We need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
Russell, what are some of your favourite books?
Madame Bovary by Flaubert. I like all of Iris Murdoch. I like Charles Dickens, Anthony Trollope. I read wide. I read lots of different types of author from all places, men, women, different translations. I don't really have a type, I don't think. I go through phases.
I might ask you to make me a list next time I see you.
If you've not read The Sellout by Paul, I think it's Paul Beattie, you need to read that. Very, very funny, provocative, shocking, controversial.
Yes.
If you want to read something classic, read Zola. Zola's Teresa Racan. That is brilliant. That's like when you think of 19th century novels being boring, it isn't. It's a right little naughty thriller.
Oh, I love.
And then Flaubert, my Madame Bovary is just probably the best.
I would love to read Madame Bovary, you know, I really would.
Some good audiobooks out there. Download.
Okay. On it. Russell Kane, thank you for you and your mind and just all of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat for another week, which means it's finally time to reveal this week's connector clue. It's finally time. On Monday, we had the Saints Day celebrated on the 22nd of April. The correct answer is George. On Tuesday, we wanted to know the name of the actor who portrays Frank Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And it was Danny DeVito. On Wednesday, your clue was the name of the weekly French satirical newspaper known for its controversial depictions. Correct answer is Charlie Hebdo. Yesterday, we had name of the house robot from Robot Wars shaped like a triceratops. And if you're cool, you got it. It was Matilda. So what do you think the link is? So the link is they are all Roald Dahl title characters. So we had George, George's Marvelous Medicine, of course, Danny DeVito, Danny the Champion of the World, my favourite Roald Dahl book, Charlie Hebdo, of course, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then Matilda, from the famous Roald Dahl book, Matilda. We'll see you next week.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.